Macquarie National News at 7, mostly sunny, tops of 29 degrees. Good morning, I'm Gemma Bath. Australian cricket captain Michael Clarke has revealed his career could be over after yet another injury. He hurt his right hamstring in the first test against India, after also injuring his left hamstring and back. Clarke admits he won't take any further part in this series and doesn't know what his future holds.
There's a chance I could never play again. I hope that's not the case, and I'll be doing everything in my power to get back out onto the park, but I think I've got to be realistic as well.
The family of Philip Hughes have publicly thanked the nation for its overwhelming support following his tragic death. In a full-page newspaper ad, the batsman's family touches on their unspeakable grief, passing on their appreciation for the public's kind gestures and well wishes. A fire at a pizza restaurant at Strathfield has interrupted dinner for about 30 people. They were eating at the Horsley Drive store last night when an oil vat caught alight, the flames quickly spreading to the roof. It took 25 firefighters half an hour to put the blaze out. Police will speak to a man who turned up at Westmead Hospital with a gunshot wound. The 20-year-old was dropped off at the hospital in the early hours of this morning, but the car left before he received any treatment. His injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Police are working to find the person who shone a laser at a plane as it came into land at Sydney Airport. Officers searched for the person shortly after the incident last night, but were unable to find the offender. Blake Clifton from Police Headquarters says anyone who saw suspicious behaviour near George's Hall should come forward.
The plane which had travelled from Cairns landed without incident. The incident, however, was reported to police, and early inquiries indicate that the laser had been pointed from the vicinity of a golf club on Henry Lawson Drive at George's Hall.
Public hospital cancer patients are being forced to pay a chemotherapy fee of up to $184, only charged in New South Wales. It's the result of the government's refusal to sign a hospital pharmaceutical reform deal with the federal government in the late 90s. It can only be charged for the patient's first treatment cycle. The Governor has stripped disgraced former Labor power brokers Eddie Obede and Joe Tripodi of their honourable titles in light of ICAC revelations, and overweight mothers are putting their children's health at risk by putting their whole family on a diet so they don't have to make separate meals. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Australia is heading to Brisbane with a 1-0 lead after an inspiring 48-run win over India at Adelaide Oval. Nathan Lyon spun the Aussies to victory, claiming 7 for 152 in the second innings to be named man of the match. The off-spinner says it's an unbelievable feeling.
There's always little turns and stories in the game, so we knew if we stayed patient long enough, things would turn around. So credit to all our bowlers. I thought we did a fantastic job.
David Warner and Indian players Shikhar Dhawan and Virat Kohli have been fined by the ICC after incidents on the fourth day. The Wanderers are locked at nil-all with cruisers all after 34 minutes of play at the FIFA Club World Cup. Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold is saluting his team for playing their best performance of the A-League season so far. The Sky Blues look set for a win against Melbourne Victory but couldn't break a 3-all deadlock at Etihad Stadium. Arnold is just happy to get a point.
That's by far the best we've played this year over a 90-minute game. You know, we're down on troops at the moment. You know, the squad is thin, but I thought we played excellent.
Wellington Phoenix has scored a late equaliser to hold the Central Coast Mariners to a 1-all draw. Adam Scott, Wade Ormsby and Scott Strange hold a share of the lead at 10-under, heading into the final round of the Australian PGA. And Australia's Champions Hockey Trophy hopes have come to an end with a 3-2 loss to Germany. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Mostly sunny today, light winds, tops of 25 on the coast, 29 in the west. Sunny tomorrow, showers Tuesday and for the rest of the week. Right now in the city, it's 15 degrees, humidity at 86%, winds from the north at 9 kilometres an hour.
You're listening to Sky Sports Radio, home of the National Racing Service, Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage.
The red lights are on and stalls are back and racing. Set for the Group 1 Guineas. Stand by.
But the three-year-old has a dazzling turn of foot today. Sprints away.
See the best horses, the best jockeys, during one of the world's best race days today. Moreira, White, Preble, Moore, Purton and Bowman, onboard champions from around the world. including Aussie Invaders, Buffering and Criterion. Don't miss Longines Hong Kong International Race Day. Full card on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Selected events on Sky Racing 1. Today's first race, 3:25 p.m. Get on at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 416. Sydney 2001.
Rock or Bust, the incredible new album from AC/DC. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand, with a massive range from pallet trucks, stackers and order pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com. Freeman
gets to the front. Freeman leads by a metre. Freeman is too good. Freeman wins gold. Kathy Freeman is a national hero.
Goes down to Sutton.
Close to it. Oh, what a ripper! That could turn the whole game. Adam Dale, he's got 3 wickets with the ball. That's one of the best catches you will ever see.
Welcome to the weekend's biggest and best serve of sports and racing. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Great to have your company early on a Sunday morning. Really looking forward to the next 3 hours of radio. We've got the cricket test yesterday. What a finish. Outstanding test cricket, cricket at its very best. And have we seen the last of Michael Clarke? We'll discuss all of that after 8 o'clock. We've got the Western Sydney Wanderers in action right now against Cruz Azul. The 38-minute mark, we are nil all, Western Sydney Wanderers and Cruz Azul. And the conditions that they are playing in are atrocious. Heavy rain there in Morocco, and the pitch is, well, Waverley Council would have shut the ground, that's all I know. but they are going ahead. 38 minutes in, nil all, Western Sydney Wanderers and Cruz Azul. And of course, we've got the golf today up there at Royal Pines on the Gold Coast. Adam Scott, Scott Strange and Wade Ornsby all leading at 10 under. Jason Scrivener and Boo Weekly a shot further back at 9 under. So set up for a great finish there. But we had some great racing at headquarters yesterday. Fantastic effort from Chris Waller with the first three winners, but I think the day belonged to the out-of-towners. The Villiers Stakes won by, very impressively, won by Rudy, who was trained by Helen Page from the Gold Coast, and Luke Tallant having his first, race in outside of Queensland, finds himself a winner. It was a great day. Good morning to you, Ray Thomas, the racing editor of the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, and also alongside us with his second topic in 3 weeks. He's absolutely on fire. Miracle Malcolm Johnson. Morning, gents.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Mal. Good morning, everyone. You summed it up perfectly, Jim. Sometimes in sport, you see things that just give you the wow factor, don't you? And you think you won't forget this for a long time. And there were two elements yesterday which will stick in my mind for a long time. Obviously, being a cricket tragic, what happened in Adelaide was just amazing, and I was trying to watch as much as I could in between races yesterday at Randwick, but just sensational. And our boy Malachi, I'll get this right eventually, our boy Malachi, I know he didn't beat the A-graders yesterday, but boys, there was a certain arrogance about his performance, the authority of his win. you just walked away thinking, wow, what have we just seen? And James McDonald was holding that horse. It reminded me of the great man Miracle, Jimmy on Kingston Town. He was just sitting there with an arrogance and just pushed the button. And he put three lengths on a good horse in Dothraki in about three bounds yesterday. Mm. And that's what only the truly really good race horses can do. How good is he? I don't think anyone really knows, because he hasn't been tested as such. And when he was beating up horses up in central Queensland, he was doing it for practice. Well, he's come down to Sydney, and each of his three runs, he's got better. And it was put to Michael Hawkes yesterday, and we'll ask him again on radio later on in the show, his plans for our boy Malachi. He might just
tip him out, and
he might just be simply too good for summer racing. Mm. Now, look, our summer sprint series looks like it's been a fantastic innovation. He's got those five race series at his mercy if they want to continue, but he's probably too good for summer racing. And now they're looking at races like the Stradbroke we mentioned yesterday. And one good thing about him, boys, he's an excitement machine. Everyone was out there watching our boy Malachi yesterday.
Yep.
And he's a licence to thrill for race goers. He's fantastic. In the Villiers, love the win of Rudy. Terrific, tough effort. Great ride by Luke Tarrant. As you said, Jimmy, his first ride outside of Queensland. And then, Mal, wasn't there drama after that race? Luke jumped on the scales, which right next to the winner's stall, came in 300 grams under. Ray Murray, he ushered him off down to the official scales. Helen Page, I think, was almost oblivious to what was happening. There was drama aplenty.
Mm.
Luke's jumped on the scales, the official scales, back in jockey's room, 400 grams underweight.
Oof.
But under the rules of racing, you have a little bit of leeway, 500 grams or more underweight, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Disqualified. He was in that range, so they didn't lose the race. Certainly copped a $1,000 fine, Mao, and he made mention of the fact that he needed to have a drink to make the weight. Now, he's one of the smallest jockeys you'll see. He's only 48 kilos ringing wet, Mao, a 20-year-old. He currently leads the Brisbane Premiership. This kid can ride. But, Mao, were there ever times when you had to have a glass of water just to make a weight?
Yeah, there certainly was. And look, this kid's a talent, without any doubt. And as you say, he leads the Brisbane Premiership. So he's got a few notches in his belt. And to come down here and win the Villiers yesterday was a great effort. But he is not one of these bigger kids that has to sweat a lot.
Yep.
And his body would
naturally sweat,
sweat
said,
out
yeah.
there tomorrow. Mm. And, like, the rules are, he was within the rule range, and Ray Murray knows the rules better than anyone. Mm. There was a few blowing up there yesterday after the race. But he knows the rules better than anyone. It was within the rules, and that's the rule.
I tell you what struck me. Great to see Helen Page back in Sydney, by the way. First time in 10 years. She hasn't been back since Doonan won the 2004 Golden Rose. She did win the 89 Villiers 25 years ago, and her husband John was there, and John trained Royal Sovereign to win the three derbies way back in 1964. So it was great to see them both back at Randwick. Helen got lost because she hasn't seen the new Randwick before.
As you would.
But she, you know, to see her win was great. But the way Luke Tarrant handled not only the occasion, his first ride at Randwick, he's in a Group 2 race, rode that horse superbly, and then there was drama aplenty afterwards with the weigh-in, the stewards' inquiry. He's a 20-year-old going on 50. He was remarkable, Mel.
Yeah, it was a great effort. And there's a few other great things that happened there yesterday. Samantha Clinton rode a first Saturday winner.
Yes.
She is a talent. I've been spruiking Samantha for quite a long time. And within our apprentice ranks at the moment, we're just a little bit light on. But she is going to shine over the next 12 months. She can ride.
She was strong too, Mel.
Oh, she's very
finish,
strong.
She was,
yeah. Don't worry, she's very, very strong. She's and she'll go the whole yard. She's very, very, very talented. Glenn Schofield rode three winners, which was good to see. And Chris Waller just keeps winning.
Put behind him a bit of a horror week and bounced back the best way he knew how.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program, Ray. We'll get your thoughts on that, and we'll get your thoughts on that as well, Miracle. But we've got a topic for today lined up for the listeners, haven't we? If you want to give us a call, 1353 53, fire away, Mel.
And everybody's guilty of this. The early crow.
The early
crow. Everyone jumps up. I was with someone at Wednesday at the races on Friday, at Canterbury, Mark Waugh. And he'd had a bet, and he started calling he's the winner at the furlong.
Mm.
Well, you know what happens. Gets beat straight away.
Now, your nomination?
Oh, my nomination is Kello Rourke's
right.
Teddy Two Bucks. That's the best I've ever heard. And when you listen to it, you'll just want to listen to it again.
To set the scene, he's a part owner.
He's a part owner and all his mates.
With all his mates.
With all his mates. And there's about 10 of them in this particular dog called Teddy Two Bucks.
Let's have a listen to it.
Off Highland, Zach away moderately. It's mustering pace. Now look at Teddy Two Bucks carving across. Teddy goes to the lead from Highland, Zach. Up to third, Wild L, Walkabout, Jill Clavelli, Brook. Then High Fees, Teddy Two Bucks turns with a nice break. Start cheering, boys. It's in front near the line. It got beat. Highland Zach has grabbed it right at the death and beaten Teddy Two Bucks. Oh, the boys had their money spent. Third home was Wild L.
Best ever.
Was there another dog in the race?
I don't think there was anything else in the race. Start cheering, boys, as if go and start collecting,
it
boys.
Got it beat.
Got beat. It is one of the best I've ever heard.
All right, so there's our topic for the day. Early crows, Kello Rourke, that's a star. 1353 53. Get us on the SMS as well, 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. You can send a tweet in. If you want to send a tweet in, you can do that. And the Twitter address is Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. And of course, you can get us on the emails. Go to the website, skysportsradio.com.au. Click on the feedback icon. Have you got a nomination, Ray Thomas?
Early crow in reverse. How do you ever beat Bill Collins? Kingston Town can't win.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's head dropped the same time the King said it, because he was going backwards for Peter Cook at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
The 82 Cox plate. And Bill Collins always said, at least I'm famous for something.
And went to his grave, Bill Collins, regretting ever saying that.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I spoke to him a few times. And saying Kingston Town and Kingston Town can't win.
Mm.
Yep.
1353 53 is the open line number. We've got Helen Page, Luke Tarrant, Michael Hawkes and Rod Northam all coming up in the next hour.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Stu is a must for sports nuts like us. But if you missed any of today's program, log on to skysportsradio.com.au. Go to radio and click on podcast to catch up with all your weekend sporting news.
Did you back a winner on the weekend, John?
I didn't have to.
What do you mean, mate?
I had a place multi with Zara Tone at Rose Hill, Global View at Tabcorp Park Menangle and Victory Bell at Wentworth Park, and it got up at tens.
You're too smart for me.
Add a little value to your multi today with a few fixed odds play selections. You can have up to 5 play selections in your multi across Thoroughbreds, Harness and Greyhounds. Head to your local Tab or download the Tab app and have a crack at a fixed odds place multi today. Gamble responsibly.
Ho, 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 ho.
All set.
Happy Christmas, everybody, to boys and girls and men and ladies. Grandmas and granddads, have a happy Christmas with plenty of winners.
Dear, oh dear, that's the scariest Santa I've ever heard. Have a wonderful time over Christmas. May all your presents be there in your bag, under the tree, at the foot of the bed even. And we'll see you in the new year.
I hope your sack is full over Christmas.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
Racing on Monday is at Port Macquarie. Get trackside for Coca-Cola Race Day. Port's a great place for punters. The air-conditioned Ivan Livermore stand is a terrific posse to see your runners heading for home. Plus, you've got all the facilities on tap. Racing is alive at Port Macquarie this Monday. For a fabulous time during the holiday season, don't forget Port's big New Year's Day meeting. There's nothing better than a swim in the morning and the races in the afternoon.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet with Garth Brooks' hot new album, Man Against Machine. Carrie Underwood's greatest hits, decade number one. The Doobie Brothers, Southbound. And new albums from Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson and Trisha Yearwood. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
Gentlemen, the wait is finally over. Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Now, this is a brand new website that we really want you to take a look at. Maybe a broodmare, a tried horse, or even a yearling. Enjoy an auction in the comfort of your own home with bloodstockauction.com.au. Now, this is a great idea. This is a great idea, Raymond, where you can do it online, at home. And the market is open
just
now.
Just what you need, Jimmy.
For their first catalogue goes under the hammer, 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Bloodstockauction.com. Now, bidding opens for 5 days, so it's open now until horses go under the hammer from this 7 p.m. this Tuesday, with the catalogue now live on the website, bloodstockauction.com. Trading horses has never been easier, so become a member today at bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Sir Moments, a length and a half, Estonian Princess. Capers comes 5 and 6 deep. Multilateral, the inside from Rudy. General Groove, Palacano, Midsummer Sun, I'm Imposing, and Scream Machine. Strawberry Boy into the straight at the 350, runs towards the middle of the track, leads Aomen, Rose of Choice, and they were followed by Estonian Princess working through the pack. Sir Moments, Rudy's coming home now. The leader, Strawberry Boy, at the 200. Estonian Princess has got it. Here's Rudy at I'm Imposing with Scream Machine. They're right across the track. I'm Imposing, Rudy go together at the 50. Rudy, I'm Imposing, Rudy lifting, Rudy won the Villiers from I'm Imposing. Third a photo, Strawberry Boy, Estonian Princess or Scream Machine, followed by Palacado.
There's the win in the Villiers. $5 Rudy was paying for. Helen Page, Luke Tarrant, what a great ride from the youngster. And it is by Red Dazzler out of Go On Now Go. And it's a fantastic effort. I think she got lost at Royal Randwick yesterday.
It's not hard to get lost.
No, the new stands in action there. But it was great to see her back in Sydney racing. And not only that, having a winner as well. And Helen Page has been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Congratulations, Helen.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic effort from Rudy. And you must have been very proud of the way Luke was able to pilot the horse as well.
Oh, yeah. An amazing little effort for him. And, you know, we stuck as a team. Took our own tool with us, as they say, and did the job.
Yeah, good morning, Helen. Congratulations. Firstly, thanks for taking our call, because it's only about 6:20 up there in Brisbane, so really appreciate it. I know Helen went back last night.
Right.
Helen, great training effort with Rudy, because you were telling me yesterday the owners were pretty keen on having a go at the Melbourne Spring Carnival, but you advised them that the horse wasn't quite ready. But yeah, a confidence-boosting campaign through to perhaps a Villiers might work in his favour long-term. Well, it certainly worked yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fantastic it's all come off this way, because, he wasn't ready, he wasn't fit enough, quickly enough to go to Melbourne. It was going to be rushed, and we had the worry of whether he'd travel, and he's a box walker, see. Mm. So I was a bit worried about that, but... So I thought with this campaign, just to take him down very close to the race and run him. And anyway, he settled in very well down there. He was quite content at the Randwick stable, so we were very happy with that. And it all came together.
Terrific, yeah. And Helen, you could have easily got one of Sydney's top jockeys to ride. It's a Group 2 race. It's a feature Randwick mile. You've won a Villiers before with Spot the Rock. You know how difficult it is to win these races, but... You thought, nope, Luke Tarrant knows this horse. He can ride, he can do the job, and you were right again.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, you don't do this all the time. Mm. We always put on the best available jockey if we can, but I've sort of developed a bit of an affiliation with this young boy, and thought I would give him the chance to ride him, because we've had, you know, when you have a change of jockeys all the time, there's no... continuity with things, and I've had a lot of luck with apprentices. I actually gave Corey Brown his first group winner. He won in 1997 when we moved to Queensland. We brought Celestial Choir up, and we put him on. We gave Corey the ride in that, and he won the cup.
A QTC Cup, Cup, I think, Cup, wasn't it? Yes, right.
Yeah, Qantas Cup, and then put him on in the Stradbroke.
That's right.
Now,
Helen, did you get lost at Randwick yesterday? It's a little bit different to last time you've seen it.
Oh, dear, I sure did. We were going well. We were going really well until we watched the race. That was the trouble. We wanted to, of course, John was with me, and he wanted to have a bet as soon as he put the jockey on. We should have done it before. He said, where do we have a bet for someone at the bottom of the owners and trainers room? And they, Yeah, they said, I don't think you can have a bet up there, which I think you must be able to have
surely,
a bet in
yeah.
there. Surely. But yeah. anyway, someone said, I don't think you can. So then that set us off. So we went, wandered off and we got into some part of the stand we couldn't find our way out of.
Well, that's good to see that nothing's changed, that John still wants to have a bet.
Oh, no. And but it was, you know, look, I really loved the outlay, actually, at Randwick. It's really modern and nice and good spot for the horses. Mm. You know, it's refreshing to go back and see that. It's attractive to people to go there, I thought.
Yeah, good point.
I know it was a little bit confusing with where we had to go, but people couldn't be more helpful. And so we were really looked after on the day, I can tell you.
First horse into the Doncaster. Mm. You excited about that, Helen?
Oh, yeah, of course, you know, we're excited about that. But, you know, it's a different team of horses too for the
My
Doncaster.
Word.
That's the A team. This is more like a B team.
Mm. Yeah.
Yesterday,
yeah.
even though it's a good race to win and a hard race to win, the Villiers, because it depends on the horses in work at that time. And you know, it's a different thing, the Doncaster, but it's nice that he's qualified, that we have that option, and I'm sure Rudy will improve. You know, he's improved every preparation. He's only a young horse on the up. A lot of the horses yesterday were older horses and had been around for a while, and we were lucky. He was a young horse, really, compared to the others, on the way up with a light weight and a nice race to suit us, but we have options, I guess, with the horse, so we plan what we do.
Mm. Helen, were you aware of all the drama surrounding Luke and the weigh-in?
No, not at the start.
Right.
Not
when,
at all.
When did you find out about that?
Oh, well, I was in the... we were in the winner's room. My phone was ringing. I kept turning it off. Part of the ringing, some of the ringing were people from Queensland, of course, but it was also the stewards.
Trying to find Helen.
I kept turning it off, yeah. thinking, oh, this is a bit rude having my phone ringing. I kept just turning it off. But anyway, they saw us, and I was a bit worried when they rang. I thought, God, what's happened with Rudy or something? And anyway, I got down there. It was to do with his weight. Now, listen, this was very different to what happens in Queensland. They don't why, you know, I know... Luke usually has a lot of rides on a particular day, and be mindful it's his first ride out of Queensland, and it was a big occasion. He actually weighed out very early, and they weighed him out very early. It was about race four he was weighed out. He was walking the track at about 11 o'clock, because he rang us as we were trying to find our tickets. And he was walking the track, saying, I'm out here walking the track, Mr. Page, and want to talk to Mr. Page about this part of the track and something else. So we were talking to him. So he was out exercising, you know, really, out doing the hard yards that he has to do. And it was a long time from then till 4:15 to the race.
Yeah.
I know it's his job, and it is his job. He's got to learn that. But that's something that... The team up here, like Shane Scriven and crew, have got to start teaching these kids that if they weigh out that time, that they've got to be very
exactly
maybe check again before the race, because a lady steward or official handed me the saddle before race five. I mean, I said, oh, no, when I handed it back to her. I said, I don't want it. And I actually felt a bit rude, but I said, no, I don't want it yet, thank you. It was well before race five, and I thought, what am I going to do with this thing? I'll probably drop a few things, you know.
Well, it all worked out in the end, Helen.
Good news all around.
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations. Very exciting.
Thanks.
For you. Well done. We're going to speak to Luke a little bit later on in the program too. And
to wake him up
he'll
too.
He'll be excited. Yeah, nice and early. But
yeah.
We do appreciate your time, especially given how early it is up there in Queensland.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Helen Page, trainer of Rudy, winner of the Villiers yesterday at Royal Randwick. Fantastic effort. And we will speak to Luke a little bit later on in the program. There's lots of emails and SMS coming in here about this topic of yours, Malcolm. You've gone back to back here. You're on fire. 0419 767272. That's 0419. SMS BSB if you want to send in an SMS. Hi, boys. Not exactly an early crow, but what about Singo's call of Strawberry Road in the Ark? Regards, Brett from Central Coast.
Probably one of the worst calls I've ever heard in my life.
Didn't he give it to Greville Starkey?
Yeah.
The jockey God, on
God
Strawberry
God bless
Road.
Now, we're just talking about Bill Collins, but was listening, this is another one that's come in, was listening to an interview with John Letts about 45 minutes ago, and he said, just like Bill Collins will always be remembered for his Kingston Town call, he will always be remembered for his interview with the Japanese jockey on Delta Blues.
Couldn't speak English.
Nothing. It was nothing.
1353 53 is the open line number. Let's get to some callers now. Bob is on the line. G'day, Bob.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Really well.
Bob. Listen, mate, any time you want to get Helen Page on the radio, please get her on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Not right, the early crow. Obviously, the Bill Collins one is probably number one. Everybody knows that. That was a quite amazing day for me. I took my sons to the races, the first time I ever took them to the races on that particular day.
Yeah.
Never been to the races before. It was the old Rose Hill. We were sitting up in the back, the mother-in-law, the two kids, my wife, myself, in the back of the old wooden stand, which Ray would remember, don't you, Ray?
Absolutely, yes.
anyway, you had to go under the stand and watch a little tiny TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all packed in like sardines, and I had three old pensioner guys around me. Average age would have been, I'd say, 75 plus.
Right.
They all had all their pension money on Kingston Town.
Oh, yeah.
Every single cracker. The money that we'd won before the races, well, actually, my number two son won the money we didn't. We all put on Kingston Town.
Yeah.
When he made the statement, I thought I was going to have two pensioner guys
having
to do breathing on them. I thought they were going to collapse.
Yep.
Because they given up.
He looked gone, didn't he? He looked gone.
They just said, well, we've done our pension money. What are we going to do for next week? And I said, listen, you blokes, it's not over till the fat lady sinks.
You're calm
sure
in a crisis, Bob.
He came down the outside and he won. And the roar from under that grandstand was amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Good on you, Bob. Appreciate
Good
that.
Good on you, Bob.
What price did Kingston Town go around that day?
He was favourite. He was in great form, too.
And
7-4, I think.
The most amazing thing about that whole story, Bill Collins' nickname was the accurate one.
Mm.
He never got it wrong.
Right.
Absolutely never.
Like, the irony
and he didn't that day because the king was gone.
Well,
he was absolutely
shocked.
How
can you be gone and you win?
It was just extraordinary.
Right.
Have you ever seen a horse do a U-turn like that?
Well,
he wasn't responding to... he wasn't responding.
You don't have to draw photos. It's like golf when your score goes in, how you handle
it. That's right.
You don't
have
to draw pictures.
Like the Nick
you look at the results, Kingston Town won, so...
The Nick Drew slips is still four in the book.
Good point.
Good point.
Four.
Be quiet, Ray.
Hello, Ian.
G'day, boys.
Morning, Ian.
What do you got for us, Ian?
Just going on about, I heard Malcolm mention about Ray Murray knowing the rules and that with the jockey weighing out.
Yep.
Just reverting back to the biggest news item at the moment with the Chris Waller case.
Yes.
To you, Ray Thomas, do you think it is a level playing field out there as opposed to the... As far as the fine that's been imposed, as in, so $30,000 fine for a stable like that, wasn't the rule stated that there's a 6-month automatic disqualification?
No, it's not, Ian, no. Each case obviously is judged on its merits. In this particular case, it was a case of mistaken identity in terms of the horse. It was human error involved. When you have I'm not making excuses for Chris Waller, he can defend himself, but when he has a huge stable of some 200 horses, it's physically impossible for a trainer to oversee the treatments of every single horse on every particular day. And as it turned out, it was a very, it was an offence that the stewards dealt with. I think the $30,000 fine, given who he was, Chris Waller, was probably higher than what another trainer would have received for a very similar offence. So
deeply embarrassing for Chris.
It is, because Chris prides himself on his integrity
Absolutely.
And his honesty, and he took that to heart on Thursday. And,
yeah.
And,
Thank you for the call, Ian. We do appreciate it. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll take a break, and we're back with more. We've still got Luke Tarrant, Michael Hawkes, and Rod Northam coming up.
Sky Sports Radio, number one in racing. Heard throughout the state, including Nambucca Heads, 88 FM. Wonka, 90.9 FM. Port Macquarie, 92.7 FM, and Coonamble, 87.6 FM.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on risi.com.au.
That's risi.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Hello?
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, what a performance. He's come down from Queensland. He's aged 20. He's an apprentice. And his first ride out of that state, thank you very much, I'll just win a group two. And he'll suffer the drama of the way in, which would have been a great concern, no doubt. But we've been lucky enough to get the winning rider of Rudy from yesterday's Villiers, Luke Tarrant, on the line. G'day, Luke.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Yeah, really well. First of all, thanks for taking our call so early in the morning up there in Queensland. The ride itself... the plan seemed to be midfield and then weave your way through from there, and it seemed to play out perfectly.
Yeah, pretty much. Look, that was always going to be the plan throughout. His best racing pattern was actually different to how I ended up riding him yesterday. I was just a bit of a victim of circumstance, but my plan coming into it was to be a bit around the same spot in the field, but I wanted to get to the outside on the turn and try and give him plenty of room, but it didn't work out like that, and last time I rode him like that, he didn't hit the line, but he weaved through him yesterday and hit the line like a champ.
Mm. Yeah, good morning, Luke. Congratulations. Did I'm Imposing get just in front of you there, about 100 metres out?
I don't think he hit the front, right? But I did think I was beat.
Yeah, no, he fought back fantastic. And Luke, then, you got the win, which was tremendous, but there was a bit of drama afterwards for you. And firstly, on those scales, just out the front of the grandstand, I think you came in 300 grams under, and then we were saying earlier, Ray Murray, he ushered you down to the main scales, and you came in about 400 grams under. So, look, nervous times there for a little while, Luke?
Yeah, it was pretty touch and go. I actually wasn't that shocked to see it, to be completely honest with you. I didn't realise that down there you're supposed to weigh out. You weigh out. Look, I was in the sixth race, and I'd weighed out before the fifth. And leading into it, I was a little bit light, weighing out with my saddle. And so I just had a drink to make up the weight. And obviously in between, I've gone to the toilet and that sort of thing, and then sweated a bit in the run, and... and, yeah, I've just come back a bit light. And, I don't know.
It all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it did. It did. They didn't take the race anyway.
Exactly. Mate, how long have you been riding for, Luke?
I'm into my third year. Doing probably 6 months, maybe.
It's a pretty good effort. You're leading the Jockeys Premiership in Brisbane. Mm. You've had a few things go really right for you this year.
Yeah, look, I've had a lot of luck with all the trainers that have helped me out and backed me, so... yeah, I'm just hoping to keep it going now.
Luke, are you a goal setter? Do you set yourself goals?
Oh, I do. I think everyone does, yeah.
Yep, you've got to. What about those colours you've got? Have you got any plans for any more tats or anything?
Nah.
I like the one on your chest, second sucks. That's outstanding.
To be honest with you, I haven't planned any of them. I just sort of, last Tuesday, I just woke up and said I'm getting a tattoo, so I went and got a tattoo.
You wouldn't have seen it, Luke, but your front page news down here in Sydney, there's the lift out here in the Sunday Telegraph called the Punter, and you're on the front, all muscled up too. Looks like you're just about to take part in a championship fight, and you've got you're the headline news, mate. So it's great to see. There is actually a bit of an emotional attachment around one of your tattoos. Is that right?
Yeah, the feather, I assume you're talking about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Long story short, my mum passed away about 2 years ago, and a couple of days after it happened, a feather just fell down and landed on my hand. And the person that I was with at the time told me that that's supposed to mean that someone's watching over you. So I went and got it tattooed on me like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, fantastic.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah. Racing never stops, and you come down from the high of yesterday, and you've got to get up for work this morning, and you're riding in today, I think, at the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, never stops.
Never stops. But, Luke, you're only 20 years old. You're a natural lightweight at just 48 kgs, and what are your plans going forward, Luke? Have you looked at perhaps having a go at Sydney racing at all, or moving into state at any stage?
Yeah, look, it's always been my aim to sort of end up there, but at this point in time, I'm happy being where I am. I'm sort of just working my way through the ranks, and if I keep getting rides there, I can come down for a peek every now and then. But at this point in time, I'm happy to stay with Frank and just keep kicking it around here. And when he thinks I'm ready to go, he'll tell me, I'll look for something then. But for right now, I'm going to stay, yeah.
No, terrific. Mm.
Luke, congratulations on the win yesterday. Congratulations on the way you've handled yourself with the media in the subsequent period. And I reckon you're a lot of people's favourite jockey now that they've seen you in action down here in New South Wales and such a good win on a big day at Randwick. And thanks again for joining us early on a Sunday morning as well, Luke.
Very good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Luke.
Oh, you're there he is, Luke Tarrant, the writer of Rudy yesterday.
You wouldn't think he's 20, would you, Jim?
Wow, doesn't he handle himself well?
No, yeah. Very good.
Very, very good. So, Luke Tarrant, there's a name to keep an eye out for Miracle.
Yeah, my word. In the future. Look, there'll be plenty of opportunities, I think, that'll come around for him in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, he showed yesterday he can mix it with the best.
With the very best. Mm. And I love that tattoo. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah, it's also a band album that he liked too.
Yeah, that's the name of that album. Yeah. Yeah, but it's like I second for me is The First Loser, and it's very similar. So
13 53 53 is the open line number. With the early crow has gone off.
I told you.
Yeah, I know. You, I two from you. Three in well, 3 weeks. You
snarl at me sometimes I say things that I think this will be good, and you give me that angry look about you that you can get.
No, you were just bagging Ray for his excellent topic last week. I think that's not very fair. Here's another one. Guys, Greg Hall went the early crow on Doremus
in the
Melbourne
the
Cup when he got beaten by a nostril by Might and Power. He thought he'd won.
Melbourne Cup, yeah.
Good on you, Donnie. Donnie from Carlton.
And Jimmy, I'll never forget Jimmy Cassidy said, "Well, I've never seen a jockey who runs second get so excited." That was very, very funny.
And G Boss did it once on Shogun Lodge in the 2002 Doncaster when he thought he beat Sunline.
Oh,
did
really?
The same thing. And nope, Sunline had one.
So, all right. Let's go to Ron up there at Moree. He's got an early crow. G'day, Ron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Really well.
I saw that. Hey, Mal.
Yeah, mate.
You won a thing in the cup called Medici?
Yes. 1976.
And third.
Yeah,
run
third.
Mm. Yeah, well, I remember at the time you hit the front.
Yep.
Down the straight. It was about 100 to 1.
Yeah, I didn't go the early crow.
Come on. Come on. But the race crawler forgot the name.
Yeah, well.
He had a mental blank. Was either Brian or Collins. And he said after the race, he said, "Oh, Jesus," he said, "all I wanted to do was the thing to stop."
The leader, yeah.
He said, "if it had won," he said, "I don't know what I would have said." So it's not really the early crow, but it was sort of reminded me of it.
Yeah. Good one, Ron. Yeah, appreciate it. 1353 53 is that open line number. We're going to take a break. We've still got Michael Hawkes and Rod Norlam to speak to.
Local.
Yes.
National. International sport. On the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, we're just like you. Can't get enough of sport.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks to Tab and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
The wait is finally over. Are you looking to buy or sell a horse? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling. Enjoy an auction in the comfort of your own home with bloodstockauction.com. Bidding open for 5 days until horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. this Tuesday, with the catalogue now live on the website. Trading horses has never been easier, so become a member today at bloodstockauction.com. Delivering the sales ring to you.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local Tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Around the turn in the razor sharp at the 400. How much do you love me? Just in front of our boy Malachi McDonald hasn't flinched. Dothraki's chiming in as well. Then Cradle Me and Farewell. Our boy Malachi lets down at the 200. Kicks a length and a half in front of Dothraki. Farewell and Cradle Me. But the Rockhampton Rocket goes for home. And our boy Malachi exploded. 2-3 lengths in front of. Brilliant win. Our boy Malachi from Dothraki. Cradle Me or Farewell for third. Then Test a Rhythm. How much do you love me?
Yeah, the rock and
hair
the
on the back of your neck stands.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, $1.70, our boy Malachi, for Michael Wayne and John Hawkes. James McDonald, again, I think, what did he say? He felt a little bit embarrassed of picking up his writing fee on that one.
I think I wrote that, and then he actually said
it. Oh, right.
Okay.
You're making stuff up now, Ray.
No. I said he would feel embarrassed because it was an easy win.
That's not good, Ray.
16 of 18 now for our boy Malachi.
You embarrassed me.
By top echelon out of Rusticate, and Michael Hawke's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Michael.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Really well. Congratulations on that. I guess you have to just keep resetting the bar for this horse.
Yeah, we do, obviously. He's just kept going through the motions, and he probably just keeps improving all the time, and, you know, where to now? Well, that's yet to be decided, but he just keeps doing things that, you know, I suppose are impossible, but nothing's ever impossible in this game, as everyone knows.
Yeah, Michael, that was extraordinary yesterday, wasn't it? It's a flippant statement, but is he almost too good for summer racing?
Oh, well, he is, Ray. You know, on those performances, you know, look, they're only small fields, yes, they're competitive fields. It wasn't probably what was really in the field, it was probably how he did it
yesterday.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And, you know, it was ruthless. He just come up that rise. And you know, the last thing James and I sort of talked about, he loves to get through his gears, obviously stepping to the 1,200. We think he'll get further, but I said, look, just have one last crack. If you get down the rise and you're still swinging, I said, look, he'll just win, but it's a matter of how far. But just treat him kindly, let him go through his gears and, you know, give him a dazzling display and let him go, and that's what he did, you know. So he probably is too good for summer racing, but you know what? You've got to start somewhere, Ray, and that's where we started it.
The thing about yesterday, Michael, was mentioned earlier, the crowd just, they stood as one when he let go, and what was the impressive part was it was off a slow tempo early, and coming into the turn, James McDonald was swinging off him. When you see horses come off a slow tempo, generally you can't put a big margin on good horses, but he dropped Dothraki, who's a good horse, in literally three bounds.
Yeah, he did. Obviously, he was giving him a bit of weight too from last start, you know, and I suppose that's the exciting part. You know, everyone loves a good horse in racing, and, you know, we're probably lucky enough we've got three good or crack sprinters at the moment. And, you know, look, the crowd, the atmosphere, yeah, he was long odds on, but he was entitled to be. But, you know, I think everyone really saw what, you know, the whole true horse was yesterday, and he's just a really, really good horse going forward.
Yeah, Hawksy, he bashed him up yesterday, and that's all you can say. He made some nice horses look very ordinary. The big question on my my thinking: how do you keep these sprinters of yours apart? We're going to find some more sprint races.
I want to know: did you get bashed up from time to time?
Yeah, I did actually.
You know, look, it's something that, you know, We've sort of sat down and talked about, obviously, with Deep Build and Chautauqua and trying to separate those two going in the autumn. And I suppose after this bloke's first start, we sort of really thought we had a good horse on the hands. You know, how far he sort of went through his preparation was up to him. These series was here. We decided to go with it. But, you know, this horse, look, for mine, he's going to be really good at 1400, and yesterday showed that because he just travelled so well over 12 and still had that dazzling turn of foot. So I know he's won over 13, but 1400 is probably going to be his right distance because he'll still have that sprint at the end. And look, as I said to Ray and a couple of the journos yesterday, what we do and where we go is, you know, is two different things. But for mine, when I got home, you know, I spoke to Dad, and, you know, I sort of said Stradbroke, and we probably both agreed that that's sort of where he may be headed. But trying to split him up, well, our stable, we try and split every runner up to give him every chance, and that's what we're known for doing. But when you get the crack sprinters like these trio, they may all meet sometime, but this bloke, we might get the back end of the carnival and then head back towards Brisbane because we know that he can handle wet tracks as well. Even though the track dried out, at least he got through it well.
Mm-hmm. So if that is Stradbroke, a back end of autumn, it's tip him out straight away now?
Yeah, he's going out tomorrow. He looks good. He's pulled up really, really well. He's nice and bright. You know, we haven't overtaxed him. You know, he's had a couple of hard runs, I suppose, this prep, and that's all he needed to do. He's done his job, and, you know, he's shown everyone that he can probably go to the next level, and we're quite excited about it. But he'll go out now, he'll have a good 4 or 5 week break, come through the back end, and then hopefully go to Brisbane.
Michael, just quickly, did you get a chance to catch up with the owner breeder, Cole Donovan, in Rockhampton? I think he's in Brisbane Hospital yesterday, you were telling me. And how is he feeling last night?
I haven't spoken to him. I'll give him a call this morning and see if he's on the phone. But I did speak to him during the week, and, you know, he was hell-bent on getting here, but as I said, his wife grabbed his phone and said he ain't going anywhere. But I know he's in Brisbane. They had a little bit of good news. His brother spoke to me on Friday, Friday, and he said, look, there's hope, and he's seen the right people, and that's what it's all about. But I'm sure they'd be pretty, pretty happy up there. And, look, it's a big thrill for people like that. You know, they've got a good horse. You know, he deserved his chance in Sydney, and he's getting it, and he's doing it, and that's the best part. So it doesn't matter where they come from, it's where they end up.
Absolutely. Another star for the stable, Michael. It's exciting times. Appreciate your time this morning as well.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Michael Hawks, part of the training team around our boy Malachi. This 16 wins from 18 starts. It's a great record that the horse is putting together.
Jimmy, the Wanderers are 1-0 up.
1-0 up, the Wanderers. 1-0 up. I'm going to go the early crow. Watch out, Real Madrid. Real Madrid, we're
no
coming
early
against
crow,
you.
No early crow.
Okay, all right. 1353 is the open line number. We had Rod Northam on the program last week.
He's having a great run.
He is having a great run because he's got a very impressive 2-year-old colt called Odyssey Moon that won the English Nursery yesterday. Let's listen to the last couple of furlongs of that, and then we'll have a chat with Rod.
Reply around the outside from Odyssey Moon. Further back in the field, Electric Kimbo, and then a gap to Dane Slugger and Bring a Secret. So it's Let's Make It Rain in the centre at the 200 metres, taking the lead from Kimberly Star on the outside. Odyssey Moon is making up some ground. It's Let's Make It Rain just in front of Kimberly Star. Odyssey Moon, Dane Slugger late. Odyssey Moon on the outside moves up boldly up to Kimberly Star, and Odyssey Moon won the English Nursery from Kimberly Star. Let's Make It Rain, Dane Slugger, followed by Dominus.
Odyssey Moon it was, $18 there for Rod Northam and Ty Anglin on board, and it's a two-year-old colt by Snitzel.
Yep.
And I think that gets everyone excited, doesn't it? I'm sure Rod is as well. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Rod.
Morning, boys.
Congratulations on that win. Now, you've got a bit of history with this horse too. You've already declared it as the Golden Slipper winner.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, it's on track. It's on track at the moment,
right? Yeah.
That was in tongue in cheek. But he's there, and he's showed he's a nice horse. So hopefully he can progress.
Yeah, Rod, good morning. Congratulations. The stable's having a great run. Saw Voodoo Lad Friday win at Scone, and it was terrific. But Odyssey Moon, that was an impressive win for a number of aspects. He showed real good race sense, Rod, and the particular way he finished that race off, that's really encouraging going into the bigger races in the autumn.
Yeah, it is. It is. He's not really a 1,000-metre horse, and Ty sort of said that to me as well afterwards. He's such a relaxed horse, and he had to put a stick around his bum at the 500, but it wasn't two ways. I knew that I'd just switch him on and put him back on the bit and make him finish the race off.
Actually, Rod, you're a bit luck's a fortune in this game, and you bought this horse at the Classic Sale, then you sold him at the Breeze Ups, and then you were lucky enough to get him to train. Mm. So it's been the whole complete circle with him.
Yeah, it has been. You're right, I've been very lucky. I was spooking the horse to James Harron.
Yep.
When he was up at the Stadium Parades, and he turned, true to his word, he turned up to the Breeze Up Sale and had a look at him. And when he bought the horse, I said, "Oh, well done, you've bought yourself a Golden Slipper winner."
And then
that's an early crow, Rod. That
could be an early crow.
Everybody said, "That's great, you're training." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Okay.
Now what for Odyssey Moon, Rod?
James and I are going to have a chat tomorrow. Probably the classic race looks like the target that we probably should head towards, but with an eye of maybe the autumn as well. So we'll just sit down, have a good chat about it tomorrow, and then decide a plan, and we'll go from there.
And Rod, just back on Voodoo Ladder, he was back at Scone on Friday, a really consummate win. You must have been pretty happy with that. I know you've had a few issues with the horse, but geez, a promising young sprinter.
Yeah, it was a real relief. He has had a lot of, not huge injury problems, but a few little niggling problems. So it was good to get him back. He's just gone straight back to the paddock for 2 weeks now, and then we're going to get him ready for the country championships.
Terrific. And big, really, yeah, absolutely. And big money, he's next week at Doomben, right at this stage?
Yeah, he is. He's come through that run super. He's bouncing, and he'll be ready to go next Saturday.
Terrific. Fantastic. Yeah. Well done yesterday, Rod. Congratulations on the form of the stable as well. And
flying.
We'll look forward to seeing Odyssey Moon in the winner's stall come Golden Slipper Day.
No pressure.
Fantastic. Thank you,
Rod.
Thanks,
Rod.
There, mate. Rod Northam there, trainer of Odyssey Moon. Of course, Moss Fun won the English Nursery last year.
She did, yeah, won the Golden
Slipper. Well, that race yesterday was worth more than the Villiers.
Mm.
Is that right or wrong? Yeah.
That's right.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well,
it's a restricted race.
Yeah, it's a restricted race. Old racing, isn't it?
But it's a great race. Mm. That's why you buy these babies.
Hey, really good email that's come in here from Shane from Dundas. Morning, esteemed sporting geniuses. And Malcolm, with Janoob.
What's this bloke's name?
Shane, hang on.
Shane.
With Janoob's disqualification from the Metropolitan, was he already qualified for the Melbourne Cup prior to that race? I.e., has it prevented another duly qualified horse from taking its place in the Cup?
Ooh.
Those owners and connections would be feeling slightly aggrieved, if so. Perhaps these issues should be resolved much quicker to avoid the potential embarrassment of the situation. Cheers, Shane.
Good point.
I need to check on that. The only problem with that, of course, boys, you have to wait for the B sample to be tested, which independent testing overseas, that takes time. So that, again, is a slight issue. So.
Yeah, okay. Now, we've got the Hong Kong racing today from Sha Tin. The international criterion's going around at 7:30 p.m. our time. And buffering will be in the sprint at 5:40 p.m. our time. Raymond, two to follow out of yesterday.
Yeah, in the first race, Glenda Markle had a lovely filly, Minnesota, tried very hard to lead all the way. It'll be winning races shortly. And Ball of Muscle Boys, haven't had a chance to mention him yet.
Yes.
He was dominant, beating Miniature yesterday. Good, strong form race. He is another sprinter on the rise, Ball of Muscle.
Racing today at Hawkesbury?
Downtown Hawkesbury. Track will be beautiful. We've had very, very good drying weather.
All right, we've got another call. We'll quickly go to Kevin down there at Canberra, who wants to talk about the early crow. G'day, Kev.
Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah, really well. What do you got for us, mate? Quickly.
Just got Mal dropping his hands on Kingston Town and more meat than he...
That's a good point.
Hey, now, it's not a good point because I tell you why. He won. He still won. So how's that an early crow?
It gave everyone heart failure that day.
Well, that's their problem. Tommy said not to knock him about.
What's it say in the book?
He won.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, you go. Hey, end of an era today, boys. Our last show out of this studio.
Yeah, it's going to be sad.
Here at Ultimo. Yeah, we're over at French's Forest next week.
Yeah, it's a long way. Yeah, I know.
You're blown up about the drive, eh?
Yeah, well, the coffee's not as good over there. I've just got used to all this.
After 3.5 years, you've got used to it.
Hard man to please.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you, Raymond. Enjoy your Sundays. We'll speak to you again next Sunday. Stuart Clark coming up. And we'll talk at length about that fantastic test win by the Australians in Adelaide yesterday. 8 o'clock, Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.